Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our Tana 10. As always, you're invited to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. The rising and falling, the expansion and the contraction. Always at this time, I like to remind you the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you breathe in, lower the diaphragm and expand the rib cage and take in this life-giving breath of God. Hold for a moment. Gently release. Take in your second deep, life-giving, energizing, renewing, restoring breath. Hold. Gently, slowly. As you take in your third and final deep breath, truly expand your lungs to take in as much of this vitalizing, energizing, restorative breath as you can. The next 7 or so minutes, as we deepen down in consciousness, aligning with the source of our being, the source of all that is, the source of life itself, the divine beloved. You see, here in the center of our heart, in the sanctuary of the cave of our heart, it is where spirit doth meet with spirit. For it is written that God is closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. But truth is only as we become conscious of the divine presence that is both indwelling and outer dwelling, that is everywhere in point and space and time. Only as we consciously connect with this presence can we know and experience God. God, the divine beloved, whatever name you are comfortable calling it, will never force its awareness on you. The teacher said, "Seek me whilst I may be found." We are to seek. We are to seek the divine within our very center of our being. For the teacher also said, "Knock, and it shall be opened. Seek, and ye shall find. Ask, and it will be given." Too often, we are not knocking, seeking, or asking. We are simply merrily going along in our own sweet way, forgetting to surrender to that being within us that knows what to do and how to do it. So here, as we consciously connect with the source of all that is, the source of all that is and knows what to do and how to do it for each and every one of us. Let us stay conscious. As the beloved poet Rumi said, do not fall back to sleep. Stay awake to the awareness that you are one with God and all that God is. And all that God is good and very good. Our teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And that kingdom is of all goodness. But we have to stay conscious. We have to stay awake and connected to the remembrance and the realization that God, at the center of our being, knows what to do and how to do it. But if we do not consciously connect with that source, we cannot receive the direct inspiration, illumination, inspiration that comes from it. So now, set the conscious intention to several times in the day to stop, go within, and just take 3 deep breaths and align yourself with the presence and the power, the light and the love that is the divine intelligence that knows what to do and how to do it. You don't even need to speak words. For it is written, before you call, I have answered. While you yet speak, I have heard. Simply just come into alignment, into conscious connection with the divine, and rest. Just 3 deep breaths will do it. Don't allow your ego to distract you with nonsense of you haven't got time or it won't make a difference or anything else it might choose to share with you. Just simply thank it for its contribution and continue nevertheless. And so, Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence, knowing that it is in you we live, move, and have our being, knowing that besides you there is nothing else, we breathe in your breath and allow it to energize, renew, restore, and replenish us. We take a moment to pause and allow your divine inspiration to fill our consciousness. We surrender and rest in you, knowing that of ourselves we can do nothing, but truly your spirit within doeth the work. So as we allow ourselves to be God-directed as opposed to ego-driven, we receive the divine impress of all that you would share and reveal to us. We allow your presence to quicken our physical form, and we give our attention to you and you alone, not to anything else. We place our attention on you, and as we do so, we know that whatever is in need of a healing is receiving that energy right now. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, you know our individual needs, our individual wants and requirements. And so I bring them into this surrendering to you at this time. For those of us that are in need of a healing, I'm giving you thanks that at the words that I speak, our spirit and life, and are quickening our physical forms right here, right now. for those that need a healing in their finances. I know that all abundance comes from you. And so we have nothing to worry, we have nothing to fear, we only have you to trust, the source of all that is. For those that need a healing in their emotions, our teacher said that we are to cast our burdens, and those burdens can be sadness, disappointment, betrayals, whatever it is, we are to lay them down and allow his peace that passes all human understanding to rest and reside in our being. So in this awareness that we are one with you and one with all that you are, and all that you are is good, we feel, we know, we experience your presence right here, right now. As we know this truth for ourselves, we know it for all people. And all that we wish for ourselves, we wish for all people. For your infinite grace, for your eternal blessings, for your endless mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Together we say, Amen.
Amen.
And now we'll say our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so, my divine beloveds, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our Sunday Soul Connection. Have a blessed and beautiful Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Thank you.